John, the first question is, when you started with the association, did you automatically feel that you could just do exactly everything that we had in there, or did you feel that you could do it a different way?
Well, I think that, you know, I felt like, it was a good blueprint for me to follow to kind of start my business. You know, I went out on my own, so, you know, I had some experience, but didn't have, you know, the overall experience, so I used it as a tool, and, you know, I threw in some of my own stuff, but, you know, I used that as my blueprint to help me kind of establish and understand the process from start to finish.
Did you ever find me where I just kind of very always easy with you, or did I sometimes get on your case when I thought you should be doing something different?
Do I have to answer that one? No. I think, you know, and what I really liked about you from the beginning, Mark, is you were brutally honest. I mean, you know, it was like, you know, like a father and son type thing. Like, you know, did you do this? No, why not? You know you should do it that way. And, you know, kind of repetition and hearing it a lot, you just start doing it that way. And I think that's important than just, you know, kind of sugarcoating things and saying, oh, that's okay, you know, you'll do it next time. No, you know, why didn't you do that? You should have done that. You know, kick yourself for not doing it.
Yeah, and then even if you didn't get what you needed, we helped you to then find a way to go back and get the information that you actually needed to document, right?
Right, absolutely, yes. And that was, you know, that was really important to me and you know, helpful to me in gaining my, you know, confidence and you know, preparing myself for the next claim.
What do you think is the most powerful thing that you've been able to have? Is it the site with all the information, or is it the ability to be able to contact us, you know, or contact me or anybody at the association and ask questions when you need them?
I think for me it's a combination of both. I mean, I think it was important to have the site, to be able to go out there day or night, you know, anytime I'm connected to the internet, to go out and look for an answer, answer to a question, if it's in the middle of the night. But on the same token, you know, it was really important to me to be able to pick up the phone and call you as well and just have that one-on-one conversation and, you know, pick your brain and ask you questions and you kind of come back at me with things. So I think having both, you know, made it, you know, a very powerful tool for me. And then as well as being able to reach out to other members of the organization and, you know, picking their brains on things and kind of building relationships with, you know, with others.
The last question I have for you is, when you were working in the association, you started out pretty much, you know, with just from the basics. What do you think about your income now, and being that you're, you know, you're in the hundreds of thousands of dollars in fees in a year? What did you automatically see that happening, or how's that feel to be able to have that now?
It feels great. I mean, I started my company, I guess, right around 3 years ago. You know, we've been very fortunate, you know, location-wise where we're based, that we had a couple of substantial storms come through, one being, you know, Hurricane Sandy, where, you know, we were able to propel our business, you know, exponentially. I mean, we grew our business based on those storms, but also, you know, we're doing a lot more daily claims, and, you know, our name is getting out there, and you know, the business continues to grow, and, you know, I don't think, you know, I need to depend on a big storm. As much as I like the big storm, I think, you know, just being able to grow the business through daily claims is also very important. And yeah, the income, you know, last year was was phenomenal. I mean, we did a significant amount of business, you know, over the last year.
What would you say to somebody that would be thinking about looking at our company, be they contractors or even public justice already, or independent adjusters? What would you tell them?
I think, you know, it's important. You have to look at it, you know, and I tell people this, you know, other members that we're looking at the organization, that you have to look at it as an investment in yourself. If you were to start any type of business, you have to make an investment. And, you know, this is, to me, is a very small investment for a very large opportunity, and you get access to a wealth of information, to other public, you know, to a public adjuster community within the association, and access to you and your team. So, you know, I believe if it's something you're looking into, or something that, you know, you have interest in, or maybe have some type of background in, it's something you should definitely take seriously and give it a try. I mean, I don't think you'll be disappointed.